And now, on Waiheke Radio, it's time for our weekly visit to Viva Las 60s, where this week the Mariachi Pops Orchestra plays selections from the Lennon-McCartney songbook, Bossa Nova style.
Channel identification test.
Everybody, welcome.
Only 6-9.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
This is
music from Planet L.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to the Planet L radio show.
Okay, let's begin.
It is a universal language, but can it manage to repair the damage done by those people in power and save the world in its 11th hour? So now or no, it's time to react and make a pact between the white and the black, the red and the yellow, the orange and the pink. Chill for a minute and think about the road you take and the record you make. We can all get an equal slice of the cake and create a perfect world for every nation. Then pass it down to the next generation. It's not impossible for us to get that far. All we gotta do is change the way we are. So stop chasing that fast car with the ball. I love to say peace and nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah.
Hello and welcome to the Planet L Radio Show, brought to you by me, L, and featuring music from Planet L, and beamed down to you on Waiheke Radio, that I understand broadcasts on the frequencies of 107.4 and 88.3 FM. Well, that's not really what happens, of course, but the truth is somewhat more prosaic, and rather than demystify the magic of radio, let me just say that I got a whole bunch of tunes and stuff, and when they're all mixed together properly, you've got yourself a pretty cool radio show that sounds out of this world. But actually isn't. But it could be. Kind of. More or less. Unless you really laboured the point. Where was I? Ah, yes. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's all looking pretty good from this end. Got it started with Blur, of course, and Far Out from Parklife. And Templehead from Transglobal Underground, a track I used to dance to at the friendliest club I think I ever went to, the Whirly Gig, back in London's Shoreditch Town Hall. Ooh, a long while ago now. Coming up on the show, I got music by Bell and Sebastian, The Birds, Broadcast, Atlas Sounds, and Casey and the Sunshine Band, plus various bits of entertaining bobs, plus this week's featured album, Plant Talk, by Molly Roth, who back in the 1970s owned a plant shop called Green Earth, and regularly made appearances on TV and radio, and, well, just the sound of her voice makes me wish that I was an African violet, and that doesn't happen very often these days, I can tell you. She'll be popping up throughout the show with tips and advice, moving away from the sex themes that have dominated the last few shows. And you can find out more about her and her album by visiting the Planet L Radio Show blog site at waihikiradio.org.nz. But for now, well, this is Molly Roth, and you're listening to the Planet L Radio Show.
I know you don't have time to talk to your plants, so I'm going to talk to them for you. You can go on about your business, whether that's to class or the office or fixing dinner or making love. Don't worry. They'll listen to me. Let's begin. Poor little Ivy. Do you speak English, Ivy? What's your problem? Why are you so droopy? Oh, I see why. Your person really poured the water to you. You don't like wet feet, do you? I know you love humidity, but you look like you're standing in a rice paddy. We'll put you in this east window and let the sun dry you out and mist your leaves every day. And I promise you won't get watered again till your pot's dry, at least an inch down in the soil. Okay? Say you've just begun to get into plants, or that you want to, but don't know the way to go. I want to give you an idea about the way you're going to accomplish this before you get off to a bad start and total some neat plants. In our shop, there are some questions and answers that come up every day with new plant lovers. The same questions with the same answers. So let's cover them, because if you have the basics, you're on your way. You must take a positive attitude first. None of this everything I take home dies. Forget it. From now on, you're going to grow plants. The best advice I can give you in houseplant care is love and intelligent neglect. Follow the basics, and let the plants alone to do their own thing.
About this broadcast.
You're listening to
music from the Planet L Radio Show.
Now, from this point on, things get a little bit confusing.
Babes are a dime a dozen for a swinging bachelor with a decked out pad. A swinging bachelor with a decked out man. Swinging bachelor with a decked out man. Swinging bachelor with a decked out man. Music I've ever heard.
Mr. Fab, not the rapper, under his guise of the Sound Collage Project, RIAA, and a track called The Kitchen of Tomorrow from his most recent release, USA, which is available as a free torrent from his website. And I'll give you details about that on the Planet L Radio Show podcast page at wahikiradio.org.nz. And before that, a track from the new album by Belle and Sebastian. Belle and Sebastian write about love. I played the aptly titled I'm Not Living in the Real World. And before that, the groovy sounds of Fifth Dimension and I Dig Rock and Roll were taken from the fairly wonderful Sushi 3003 sampler CD, a roundup of Jap Pop's hippest lounge acts. And between all that, Molly Roth with a few excerpts from Plant Talk, this week's featured album on the Planet L Radio Show. And isn't she just so very sexy? I'm looking at the album cover here, and you can see it too if you check out the podcast page for the show. And on it, there's an exotic-looking topless model leaning over a jukebox. Now, I'm fairly certain the topless model isn't Molly Roth, but according to the notes on the back of the album, she did have a jukebox in her shop from which she played music to her plants. It just sounds like a fab shop. But I wonder if she had this track on her jukebox. This is Bid, briefly taking time off from the monochrome set back in 1984, and Reach for Your Gun. You're tuned to the Planet L Radio Show.
Potion. Sit in a comfortable chair, making sure it has armrests on it so there's no danger of falling out, or you may lie down on a bed or a sofa. Dim the lights if you wish. Stare at the three-dimensional eye on the jacket of this album, or choose a spot on the wall. This will be your point of fixation. It should be a little above eye level so that your eyes will roll upward slightly. Or you can use a hypnotic disc or a thumbtack, or you can stare at the corner of the wall where the wall and the ceiling come together. Keep staring at that particular spot. Do not look away from it. That's it. The more you stare at the spot, and the more you hear my voice, the more you'll be going deeper and deeper to sleep. Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier. That's it. Breathe in and out. And the more you breathe in and out, the more you are going deeper and deeper to sleep with each breath that you take. Every muscle in your body so numb, so relaxed, and you are going deeper and deeper to sleep with each breath that you take. That's it. Relax your body entirely. The more you stare at that spot, the more you breathe in and out. The more your eyes are getting heavier and heavier with each breath that you take, the more your leg muscles are getting so numb, so relaxed, and you are going deeper and deeper to sleep with each breath that you take way down. Eyes are getting heavier and heavier the more you breathe in and out. The more your eyes are getting heavier and heavier with each breath that you take. That's it. Let yourself go so relaxed. Deeper and deeper sleep with each breath that you take.
Yeah.
You're a neat little spider plant. Spiders hanging all over you. Aren't you proud? Sitting there in the sun in that tiny pot producing babies like man? I know your secret. You go to bed early. Give you about 8 hours of bright light and no light after that. That's why you're so fertile, isn't it, Bunny?
I found the fragrance separate from the flower, and all the logic is lost. I found the fair light blossom to be soil, and beneath the soil the real heart. You came to me.
Listening to the Planet L Radio Show.
That disc, Marina, isn't it terrific?
Gorgeous girls, would you? I'll be right over. Where you calling from, Charlie? She does, huh? Where you calling from, Charlie? Wow, so where you calling from, Charlie? Red hair, huh? She wears it in a bun. Sounds delicious. But where you calling from, Charlie? Ooh, I'm dying. I'm positively dying. Charlie, just tell me where you're calling from. I'm ready, but where do I go? Just tell me the street. That's all I gotta tell a campy. Just give me a hint. Where you calling from, Charlie? 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 What's that, Charlie? You don't have another nickel? You gotta hang up? All right, tell you what you do. You hang up, but stay right there, and I'll call you right back. Just tell me where you... Charlie? Charlie? He hung up.
Now, you may well wonder about that record, but that was the first record I ever owned. Well, the B-side to the first record I ever owned. Well, I say that, but when I was five, I was given my first record player, a plastic battery-operated gramophone with a stylus an inch long, and all of my relatives chipped in and gave me a big old stack of old 45s to play on it. Everything by the Beatles, Lonnie Donegan, Donovan, Pinky and Perky, and a record by Arnold Stang, released in 1959, called Ivy Will Cling. And hidden away on the B-side was Where You're Calling From, Charlie, a record I used to play all the time, until eventually I literally wore away the groove in the record, much to my parents' delight. Now, Arnold Stang, I've since found now, went on to voice Top Cat, which I didn't know it when I was five, but that story otherwise tells you pretty much everything you need to know about the Planet L radio show. Before that, I played the tremendously exciting theme to Joe 90, which, if you're of a certain age, will almost certainly have got your pulse racing. He always had the most exciting intro music, I thought, Joe 90, even if his show had the daftest premise. And before that, I played Broadcast, and I Found the F from 2008's Tender Buttons. I played the Atlas Sound, the side project from Deer Hunter's Bradford Cox, featuring Stereo Labs Letitia Sadier on vocals for the track Quick Canal from 2009's Logos album. And at the top there, Bid, Temporarily Jumping Ship from the Monochrome set, and the single Reach for Your Gun, released in 1985 and not 1984, as I think I mentioned earlier, just in case you were going to write in and complain that I'd got my facts wrong and didn't actually know what I was talking about, some chance. I'm a fan, me. In between all that, of course, you heard the sultry Molly Roth talking to a spider plant for you in a completely uninsane way, and I'll fight anyone who suggests otherwise. And I also believe that there was a little something from Dr. Michael Dean's Hypnosis record, which you wouldn't want to play all the way through because he neglects to mention how to get yourself out of a self-induced hypnotic state, which would be quite alarming if your eyelids weren't growing heavier and heavier and you were becoming sleepier and sleepier. Wake up. You're listening to the Planet L radio show here on Waiheke Radio. Well done. You're halfway through the show. Keep it up. And it's a pleasure to play this next track by Alan Black, who's been a very great supporter of my radio show. So it's nice to be able to point you in his direction. This is Submarine Ride from his album Cripple Crab Crutch. Alan, thanks for listening.
Secure ship for sea. Make all preparations for getting on the way.
Aye, aye, sir. All hands to stations. Single up all lines. Cast off forward. Cast off aft. Clear the bridge. Clear the bridge. Secure hatches and vents. Standby engines. All station command, sir. Shipwreck, we're getting underway.
stand by to dive.
Diving stations.
Dive. Dive. Take her down easy.
Aye, aye. Trim bow diving plate. 3 degrees down.
Catch her at 10 fathoms.
Aye, aye.
Sphere 30 degrees.
Right rudder, 30 degrees.
All ahead full. Steady as she goes.
Aye, aye, sir. All ahead full.
This is the captain speaking. Welcome aboard. We are now underway and proceeding on a course that will take us on a voyage of exploration through liquid space. En route, we will pass below the polar ice cap and then probe depths seldom seen by man. Yourself comfortable, but please remain seated at all times, and no smoking, please. Smoking lamp is out. Among these coral reefs, see various species of marine life feeding among the seaweed and unusual rock formations. There are lobsters, crabs, sea turtles. These reptilian patriarchs of the deep are the amphibious descendants of the dinosaur and have changed little in the past 200 million years. Roaming the coastal sea bottoms in search of food are the groupers or giant sea bass. And speaking of giants, the giant clam has a fluted shell that can weigh up to 1/4 ton. The moray eel, with its powerful tooth-filled jaws, ambushes unwary prey from holes and crevices in the reef. The fish world has always been considered a silent habitat. But now, thanks to remarkable advances in marine technology, we can use instruments such as our sonar hydrophones to actually hear the fish talk.
Weather warning, surface storm ahead.
Weather alert, all controls 8 degrees down.
Weather alert, down 8.
Hold her at 80 fathoms, proceed on course.
80 fathoms, aye aye.
Submarines can dive safely below the violence of surface storms. Other craft have not been so fortunate. Witness the evidence of their fate. The graveyard of lost ships. Stronghold of sunken treasure.
Salvage operation ahead, sir. Divers to port and starboard.
How many attempts have been made to claim the treasure that lies hidden in these rotting holds? A fortune in gold and jewels, safeguarded by these man-eating sharks and other silent sentinels of the deep.
Raise the polar ice cap, sir. Ice flow thickening.
Take her deep.
Aye, aye.
We are now passing beneath the North Pole into a region of deep water where the sun has never penetrated. Here in this realm of eternal darkness, nature has provided her creatures with their own eerie luminescence.
Warning light, sir. We've reached maximum depth limit.
Ease her back up to 80 fathoms.
80 fathoms, aye aye. Captain, giant squid dead ahead.
Stand by, repellent charge. Steady as she goes. Our submarine is equipped with a high-voltage electrical shield would discourage even the most aggressive predator. There are legends told by ancient mariners of ships being crushed into splinters by the powerful tentacles of giant squid. But of course, these stories have no basis in fact. They're merely tall tales It should be classed as fiction, along with the myths of mermaids? I don't believe it. Mr. Baxter, check the air pressure.
Great board, sir.
Mermaids and sunken treasure. Something is causing these hallucinations. Or can it really be possible?
Usual formation to port and starboard, sir.
Aha! These crumbling heaps of stone betray the hand of man. These classic ruins could very well be the legendary lost continent of Atlantis. For centuries, scholars have debated its existence. Some believe that ages ago, a magnificent island was destroyed by a tremendous volcano.
Captain, it's an underwater volcano.
This confirms it. That seething mountain still denies rest to the civilization it destroyed thousands of generations ago. Helmsman, steer clear of the tottering columns.
Aye, aye, sir.
We now appear to be safely out of the area of volcanic disturbance, and we...
Captain, sonar reports unidentifiable condition dead ahead. Sir, it looks like a... It is, it's a sea serpent.
Great Scott, you're right. It is a sea serpent. Red alert. Emergency maneuver, all engines.
Emergency maneuver. Aye, aye.
Captain, we should enter this in the log, shouldn't we?
No. Forget it. Nobody would believe it anyway. I think we've been submerged too long. Stand by to surface.
Aye, aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are approaching our home port. We've enjoyed having you aboard on this adventurous voyage through liquid space, our last frontier on the planet Earth. Station the maneuvering watch. Rig ship for mooring.
Aye, aye. All hands to stations. Pilot to bridge. Reduce speed and proceed to berth 2-9. Stand by to dock.
Bridge, aye aye. All ahead, 1-3. Stand by the boarding
lights. And when the cabin lights come on, please stand and disembark to your right. Take small children by the hand and watch your step up the ladder. Please use the handrail. All ashore, please. All ashore.
This is a premium CD player lens cleaner, the high-tech invention of the century. Just insert the disc into the player and play it. It will clean the lens and make the sound clearer, giving you unexpectedly good replay and hi-fi sound effects.
For ambrosia, food of the gods, a thing delightful to taste or smell. B is for benediction, utterance of a blessing at table or at the end of church service. C is for cat o' nine tails, nine-lash rope whip formerly used for flogging. D is for dilemma, a choice between two or more unwelcome alternatives. E is for eclair, a finger of cake filled with cream and iced. F is for fricassee, meat cut up, fried or stewed, and served with sauce. G is for glycerin, colourless sweet liquid got from oils or fats and used as ointment or in explosives. H is for harlequin, mute character in Italian comedy. I is for I Love You, Alice B. Toklas, a hilarious 60s film about the dangers of marijuana starring Peter Sellers. J is for Jack in the Box, toy figure springing up in box when lid is released. K is for kirsch, spirit distilled from the fermented liquor of wild cherries. L is for lama, Tibetan or Mongolian Buddhist monk. M is for martlet, a footless heraldic bird. N is for noblesse oblige, privilege entailing responsibility. O is for oscillate, to swing to and fro, vacillate, vary between extremes. P is for the Peanut Butter Conspiracy, psychedelic flower power group from California. Q is for quince, acid pear-shaped fruit used in jams. R is for Rococo, style of highly ornamental florid art prevalent in 18th century Europe. S is for Satsuma, a variety of mandarin orange. T is for terrapin, a kind of freshwater turtle. U is for uthapam, a southern Indian version of pizza made of rice and lentil flour with a topping of chopped onions, chilies and tomatoes. V is for valet, manservant with care of his master's clothes and other bodily needs. W is for wafer, very thin, light, crisp biscuit disc of unleavened bread used in Eucharist. X is for xenon, heavy inert gaseous element. Y is for yam, the edible tuber of a tropical plant. Z is for zephyr, a light, balmy breeze.
Tell me, the police are looking for you. What have you done?
If you must know, they want me for...
I'm getting hot. I'm really hot. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Hi, this is the teapot. I'm taking over for the answer machine who has the day off. Please leave a steamy, erotic message because I'm really hot for you, babe.
Growing plants is much like raising kids. You have to have certain rules, and you have to be in command. You can't simply stand there wringing your hands and being tentative. If you run scared, they'll know it every time.
There's a sweet on the floor, covered in hair. There's a sweet on the floor, just lying there. Don't eat it, it's been dropped on the floor. Turn your head, turn away, don't look at it no more. 'Cause you can't eat that sweet on the floor. Close your eyes and turn away. Don't look at it that way. 'Cause the wetness it's been has made the fluff and dust stick like glue. 'Cause you can eat that sweet on the floor. Oh no, no, you can eat that sweet on the floor. It looks really tasty, but don't eat it. You can eat that sweet on the floor.
There, wasn't that wonderful? I know it looks tasty, but don't eat it. That was the Crayonettes, folk songstress Catherine Williams and the slightly lesser well-known lead singer of punk band Delicate Vomit, Anna Spencer. Two women who have recently become parents and discovered something that all parents come to realise in time, namely that children's CDs are rubbish. So they recorded their own, the endearingly titled Playing Out, Music for Children and Robots, which pretty much does what it says on the label. And that was Sweet on the Floor. And every track on the album is that good. Before that, before Eliza and Lily, there was Angie Tillett and her truly wonderful band, Death by Chocolate, who stole away my heart with their two albums, Death by Chocolate and Zap the World, a few years back before disappearing into the ether. And that was A, B and C Part 2 from her 2002 release, Zap the World. Cool, kitsch and utterly hip, and the kind of platter that matters here on the Planet Hell Radio Show. And before that, Submarine Voyage from the two-disc spoken word mashup album Cripple Crab Crutch by Alan Black, creator of marvellous works. And if you check out the podcast page for this show, I'll give you details on how to find more of his work, and indeed all of the tracks played on tonight's show. So, you're listening to the Planet Hell Radio Show, beaming in love, vibes and tunes from Planet L, all mixed up by me, L, and aimed at a radio near you for your listening pleasure.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue, a flag that guarantees the rise for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. History, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the fore. It leads the forward movement shared by all mankind to learn, to love, to live with peace of mind, to learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth, to love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth. To live without the fear of reprisal for belief. To ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. The flag that guarantees the rise for men like me and
face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present, and the future, son. It's being written now. And you're the one to write it. The flag can show you how. Do you know what it stands for? What its makers meant? To think, to speak, the privilege of dissent. To think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there. Face the flag, son, and face reality. Our strength and our freedoms are based in unity. The flag is but a symbol, son, of the world's greatest nation. As long as it keeps flying, there's cause for celebration. So do what you gotta do, but always keep in mind, a lot of people believe in peace, but there are the other kind. We want to keep these freedoms. Fight again, God forbid. But if we do, let's always fight to win. The fate of a loser is futile, it's bare. No love, no peace, just misery and despair. Face the flag, son, and thank God it's still there.
Thank you.
time to pray, America.
Yo, yo! We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe,
real American hero.
G.I. Joe is there.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra and Destro, fighting to save the day. He never gives up, he's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air.
G.I. Joe,
American hero.
G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare.
G.I. Joe. G.I.
Good evening. We're glad you're with us tonight and grateful to God for making this hour possible. Later in the show, you'll learn a lot more about us at CBN. That's the Christian Broadcasting Network. But right now, the business at hand is prayer for America. At one time or another, we've all wondered, just how much does prayer accomplish? After all, if God wants something done, he's big enough to do it all by himself. He's big enough to close down all the filthy movies, the porno bookstores, the brothels that masquerade as massage parlors. He's big enough to stop prostitution in its tracks, to wipe out all of the terrifying drug traffic in one move of his great power and outstretched arm. Oh, yes, God is big enough to do away with every abomination, every vestige of wickedness. He needs no help from man in cleaning up the cities of America. God's big enough to make our streets safe for everyone, even at night. He could stop the million murders a year. That's right, the million murders of unwanted babies that we Americans committed just last year alone. He's big enough to put himself and his son back into our school systems. He's big enough to bring our churches alive, to fill them with people ready and eager to worship him. He's big enough to make our legal system a beacon for those who respect our laws, to shape up our judges. He's certainly big enough to expose every thief, every liar, every scoundrel in government, wherever he may be found. That's right. God's big enough to do all those things, but the truth is, he won't.
I'm your bootman.
I wanna be the one.
type, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
Congratulate yourself. You deserve it. You have just completed the solo dance section in Night Moves, and you're now ready to try the dance steps you've learned to music.
You will like my sense of style. You will like my sense of style.
All you luscious plants with colored foliage, a little sun really turns you on and keeps your color intense, doesn't it? I'm going right down the line here on all you bright light lovers and just say a brief word to each of you. Purple Passion, you do look like velvet. The more light you get, the more passionately purple you look. And you're so polite about letting someone know you need water. Just hang your head, don't you?
Just what kind of music do you like?
Oh, jazz, rock and roll, boogie, Dixieland, waltzes, tangos, bossa nova, classical, stringed, male vocals and female groups, instrumental, loud, quiet, brassy, sentimental, danceable, soft, bongos, guitars, folk songs, hillbilly, mellow guitar, what's playing now, and bombastic.
You're having a laugh, ain't you?
You're listening to the Planet L Radio Show.
When an event occurs, like a terrorist strike on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, it can raise a question that overshadows all the others. Where was God in the midst of the crisis?
Smell that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay,
I got that pizza.
Nah.
I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Nah.
And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay,
I'm at that Taco Bell. That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That Taco Bell.
One, one, two, three, four. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell. What? I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
No.
I'm at that Taco Bell.
Really?
I'm at that combination.
No.
Bell.
Okay, wait, I'm at the Pizza Hut.
No, you ain't.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
I'm over here.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I don't see you. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell.
Really?
I don't see you. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dog, I'm right here at the Pizza Hut.
Jamaica Avenue.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell on Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica Avenue.
That's where I'm at. Where you at?
Jamaica.
No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
I don't see you here, dog.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. One more time. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
One more time.
I'm at the Taco Bell. One more time.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
What?
Now, I appreciate that there's a lot of people listening to the show who'd rather have got through the rest of their days without ever having to have listened to that again. Das Racist and combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. But can you not see how perfectly that fitted just there? No? Yes? I've always had a soft spot for it myself, but I'm from Planet L, me. Before that, I started that little segment with Face the Flag by, yes, that was John Wayne. From the album America, Why I Love Her, which so outraged what's left of my liberal sensibilities, I could only follow that with Draft Morning by the Byrds. From my favourite Byrds album, The Notorious Byrd Brothers, released in 1968. I followed that with a few no doubt well-intentioned observations from some douchebag or other from Pat Robertson's It's Time to Pray America. And I followed that with the KC and Sunshine Band's I'm Your Boogeyman, because it just kind of made a crazy sort of sense. And I finished up with Das Racist and combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. And of course, hidden away in there, you would have heard a little something from the green fingered Molly Roth from this week's featured album Plant Talk. And that's more or less it from me, L, here on Planet L Radio Show. I've time for one more, but before that, I'd just like to say that I hope you've enjoyed listening, and that I'll be back next week beaming down all kinds of stuff from the safety of Planet L, which is a terrific place and you really must visit sometime. Until then, I think we'll just play out with Molly Roth, say goodbye to her and see where that takes us. Do check out the podcast of the show for details about all of the acts I've played, and tell your friends all about it. Maybe drop me a line, let me know what you think.
All of your plants will love a summer vacation outside. Just make sure they're placed in a shady area. Otherwise, you'll have some very sick plants from sunburn. They love the fresh air and will thrive in their own natural environment. They'll also dry out faster, so make sure you check them daily. Just be sure before you bring them back inside in late summer, you thoroughly wash them off and use an insect bomb. Plants that you thought were on their way out will flourish outside. So if you have the space and the shade, let them enjoy the summer air. I hope with these instructions you'll run out and buy yourself a plant to love. We're an earthy people, and we love to get our hands in the soil. The more concrete jungles we build, the more need we have a living room, a high-rise apartment, or a split level in a housing development. So, wade in. Get your thumbs green, all the way up to your elbows.
God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is a killer. I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said, 1 Samuel 2:6. As I opened my Bible there in the subway, here's what I read. The Lord killeth. Tell the people it was God who opened the fountains of the deep and opened the heavens and buried millions in a watery grave when they could have been inside. Tell the people that it was me who burned Sodom and Gomorrah off of the face of the earth. It was me who killed the multitudes and burned them alive. Tell the people that it was me who killed Pharaoh. Tell the people that it was me who sicked the dogs.
All the bones of love, all the brothers will realize the minute they die to their servants. All the bones of love, all the brothers will realize the minute they die to their servants. All the bones of love, all the brothers will realize the minute they die to their servants. All the bones of love, all the brothers will realize the minute they die to their servants.
Babe, we're from the future.
back. There, God is mysterious, and there the insect.
All the bones are up, all the bones are real, as the moment they died, and they were sinners. All the bones are up.
Marvellous. I didn't think I'd have time to slip that in. Julian Cope, of course, and all the blowing themselves up motherfuckers will realise the minute they die that they were suckers from 2008's Black Sheep album. I played that one for Reese. And finally, time for one more track. Ernie Smith with Pitter Patter from 1976. Good night.
Have you ever been inside on a rainy, rainy night, holding your baby tight? Well, I have. Have you ever had your dreams and long forgotten schemes coming true? It seems that I have. Have you ever been to bed with music in your head, forgetting your daily bread? Well, I have. I tell you, friend, it's true. It's a pretty thing to go through, and just between me and you, yes, I have.
And the rhythm is coming down,
pick up about the coming down on my raindrops
coming down.
Me and my baby holding tight, doing all right. I hope it never stops.
And the rhythm is coming down,
pick up about the coming down on my raindrops
coming down.
Me and my baby holding tight, doing all right. I hope it never stops. I left the car out in the rain with all the windows down.
Oh, Ernie.
Oh, forget it. I tell you, friend, it's true. It's a pretty thing to go through. They're just between me and you. Yes, I have.
It's coming down,
coming down on my rooftops,
coming down.
Me and my baby holding tight, doing all right. I hope it never stops.
Voice of God and heat this warning. God's going to kill you.
Live special recording, The Lone Ranger.
Here's the fooler of all foolers. Naive plant lovers think they can smoke you. You're a far cry from cannabis, friend. Dizagothica, Elegantissima. Or do you like False Aurelia better? The thing I like about you is your lacy look and your dark reddish-brown foliage. You're so exquisite played against other plants, and so oriental-looking, too. You make a handsome tree, but you don't mind being pruned back, do you?